When you found him, was it evident he died suddenly from a heart attack? Did that come as a shock because he'd lived such a healthy lifestyle?
It was evident he had died of a heart attack, and it was totally shocking because we had no clue that he had an existing heart problem that was later diagnosed as coronary artery disease. And it was very sudden, as the doctors have told us, that his glasses were still on. He was reading a book about the Amazon Corporation of Jeff Bezos.
When you were researching and conducting interviews for your story, you learned some things that you've described as stunning. And what were some of them?
Perhaps the most shocking was the fact that roughly 50% of people who have heart attacks do not experience any classic symptoms, such as chest pain. That was stunning to me. And then also the fact that heart disease has been the number one killer of Americans since about 1930. And also the fact that Tim had high blood pressure for his entire adult life under the new blood pressure guidelines that the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology approved in November 2017. When I found these about the new guidelines, it certainly helped me understand why the autopsy findings revealed that he had died of coronary artery disease brought on by years of untreated hypertension.
With potentially half of heart attacks not having any prior symptoms classically, are there any obscure symptoms that may occur that you've learned about?
Women are said to have different sort of symptoms than men. For example, women may more often experience nausea or what feels like acid reflux or heartburn. They may have some back pain or shoulder pain as well. And more obscure symptoms include a sense of dizziness or lightheadedness, as well as a wound that doesn't seem to heal properly.
Did Tim have any of those obscure symptoms?
Yes. And that's something I'd like to tell or let everybody I know and people I don't know about, is that with any disease, and certainly heart disease too, you don't want to just chalk something up to, oh, I'm just getting older. For example, one night he woke up and he said that the room had felt dizzy to him. Then he got up and got a glass of water and then went back to bed. And he attributed that to, oh, he'd had a lot of coffee the day before. That could be it. It could have, you know, a lack of hydration. But perhaps it was also a sign of this heart problems that were occurring. And if I knew then what I know today, we would have hightailed it in to the emergency room. And then also he had, on one of his many hikes that he took, he had scratched himself. And that scratch didn't heal quite like, you know, one would think that it would heal. But we just, when things don't heal right, that could be indicative of a circulation problem. And also, just as weight loss can be indicative of a disease, sudden weight gain for no particular reason can be a possible sign of heart disease, because it shows that your body's retaining fluid because the heart's not working correctly. And that happened to Tim in the last couple months of his life here on Earth. But looking back, somebody who ate as good a diet, had as good a diet as he, got his kind of exercise, there's no reason that he should have been gaining weight. Again, in retrospect, I wish I could have just talked to Tim